Emma, hi.
Hi.
We've been having a wonderful chat.
Yeah.
You know, if I'd kept all the stuff that we've been talking about there, it'd make a very interesting show in itself. We know we're very excited about The Hobbit.
Oh, Hobbit.
Hobbit. Oh. You know I'm going to probably have a whole show based on, like, Lord of the Rings related material.
Yeah, and then it'd be like, oh, review of the movie and review of the two other movies.
Yeah, and then a night where, you know, when you just watch all three, first of all, Lord of the Rings extended editions back to back. And then when the Hobbit ones all come out as well, you have another
day. All three of them.
See? Sounds
basically
like
an entire day. Such a night.
It's probably 2 days actually back to back, you know, with, anyway.
It's like 3 hours long.
Oh my goodness. I just see a fabulous weekend coming up at some stage. Yeah. Maybe we should just do something in the KFM studios and invite everybody.
It's like watching
along.
All the Harry Potter ones. Oh. I always do that like at Christmas or during the midterm or Easter. Yeah. One of those.
But I don't know. Are you like me where if something comes on the TV, it actually feels better, you know, than putting it on DVD?
Yeah, because it's like, oh, I'm prepared for this. But then it's like, oh, Die Hard is on. Have to go watch it.
I have to go watch it. I've seen it a billion times before, but I have to watch it again.
I love number one. Oh, yay.
See, the conversation has gone completely away from the whole point of why we're here. You're doing an awful lot. I hear that you're actually writing a column at the moment as
well. Yeah, for the Parish newsletter. There we go.
Newbie very good.
Paris.
Very
Parish.
Good. Parish.
I said Paris. My French teacher's fault. She keeps going on about it.
Oh, really?
She came in wearing a Paris jersey today.
Okay.
We had to jog a mile.
Okay.
Yeah.
You had to jog a mile?
Yeah, they make us jog a mile, like, you know, every couple of months. And it's like, well, I walked a mile, but, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. They never made us do that in school.
Yeah, and in my friend's school, right, if you don't complete the jog a mile in 15 minutes, they make you do it again.
Okay. And you're now making me very glad I'm not in school right now, because there's no way I could do that.
No, I can't do that. I'd be like, I'll just walk for 10 times. Yeah. Yeah. Couple of classes. Good with me.
I'm quite happy to walk a mile. Jog a mile, no. Listen, first of all, yes, the parish. Now I'm getting it wrong.
Parish newsletter.
Thank you. The parish newsletter. Yeah. Very impressive. And I know you're writing an awful lot all the time. Yeah, you write a lot.
But
now, how did this come about, though? Stories for the Year 3. I know it's to do with the Kildare County Council.
Yeah, well, my mum and the other fellow coordinators of Writing Scene told us about it in class. Yeah. And they were like, you have to enter it. Only two of us entered it in the end, but, you know. So I entered it. You know, my mother forced me to. Well, she didn't force me to. I had this piece and I was like, oh, I actually want to enter this. Because I didn't want to write something for. I can't write something for competitions.
Okay, it's better if you have something and then you can
just. Yeah, and then you can just change it a bit maybe. But it didn't need to change it, so.
Cool.
And then I entered it and, you know, that was
there
that for months. Because it was such a hard selection process.
Really?
He said it to me when he said it was so long. We were really unsure of what 10 to pick. Because, you know, there were college students sending their ones in.
Okay.
Like, it was 12 to 21. So there were a lot of 21-year-olds in college.
12 to 21?
Yeah.
That's a really big age
group. It's huge. I thought it should have been smaller.
Yeah.
Like maybe 15 to 21.
Or two categories or something like that.
Or like 12 to 17.
Yeah.
But like, anyway.
Hey, it doesn't matter. You're in it.
Yeah, I was really happy.
That must have been
exciting. I was like, yeah, I beat some college kids. So.
And they're all out there going, oh, look, I should have written more. Or taken more time. But listen, I think it's great. Fantastic. Well done to you. And that's the piece, obviously, that we just heard.
Yeah, I went completely ballistic when I got the news. I screamed. And my mum's cutting pizza and she screamed too and left the pizza and just came up there and we're like, ah.
Hope the pizza obviously was already out of the oven and wasn't burnt.
No, it was fine.
That's
good. We had some pizza then.
Yeah, celebration pizza.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like something the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But it sounds great. And because I have to mention this, there's a great photo of you chatting to Paul Howard.
Oh yeah.
Mr. Ross O'Carroll Kelly.
We listened to him reading out a few things. Some of them were rude, but you know, it's,
but I'd say it was interesting to have a chat with him though.
Yeah, he was talking about, he was actually asking me the difference between post-apocalyptic and dystopia, and I was like, right, pretty clear line here, you know, post-apocalyptic, end of the world, dystopia, dark vision of the near future. So yeah,
you do realise there's a lot of people out there going, oh, I never actually knew that.
No, post-apocalyptic, post end of the world, dystopia, dark vision, near future, Hunger Games, you know, all that.
You see, this is, you blow my mind. Because I sit at home at night and I would not have any of those words in my head. Usually it's like, well, sleep if it's a long day. But honestly, I read something sometimes in a book and I go, I do understand that. And then I actually do end up going to my dictionary.
Yeah.
But you seem to have a great brain for these things. So the words
teenagers that read now do know, like, I know some of them would be a bit shady, but everyone knows what dystopia is. Or at least they're like, oh, dystopia is like Hunger Games. They may not know dark vision in the near future. you know,
fair enough,
changing the rules and all that.
But I think it's brilliant that you were explaining it to Mr. Paul Howard.
Yeah, he did a different genre, so, you know.
Well, that's fair enough, you know. But all the teenagers of the world probably, like you said, have an idea of what's going on.
Yeah, all the reader teenagers, not all of them now. Some of them don't even know what a book is.
Controversial, but true.
Go skip over those people.
Yeah. Well, you know what, though? Because I had this conversation, I don't know if it was with you, but I'm dreading the moment when all books disappear and everything's digital.
No, I won't get a Kindle because I love the smell of books.
So
and I was in a writing class. These are supposed to be people who think like me, right?
Okay.
And I smelled my book and everyone stared at me and I was like, what?
Oh no, there's something,
don't you
isn't
smell
there?
Your books?
It's like a library. Library yeah. has a distinctive smell.
Oh, and you just smell and you're like, oh.
Ah, yes, yes.
I want an air freshener that smells like books so I can just put it everywhere.
Oh my goodness, I'd love to have that in my car. Open the door. Ah, I'm in
book
a library.
Book smell in your car. Beast new car smell every time.
You do realise there's an idea that you should probably, you know, copyright right
mini
now.
Mini company.
There you go. There you go. It's definitely something that should be done. Listen, because we've actually chatted for so long now, I just want to let people know, Stories for the Ear 3, I presume they can get it.
I think that, they can definitely get it. It's not being very well publicised yet, but you can get it if you go to the Riverbank and it should be there.
Go to the guys in the Riverbank. Yeah. They'll tell them more about it. Or they can probably email them as well. I'm sure if they email the Clare County Council, they'll learn more about it and find out who else on there. But you're on there. So that's brilliant.
Yeah, and there's some really good other pieces on it too.
You've had,
like
you've
the first one on it is this thing about Sally Stitch. It's really interesting. It's worth getting, not just for me, you know. There's some great stories.
And they can keep an eye on you. They can read your stuff in the parish. We got it right.
Yeah, newsletter. Parish,
not Paris.
Yeah.
And we're not running a mile.
No.
No. The only thing I'm going to do this evening is probably make tea. And
tea.
Now you have me wanting pizza.
Oh, pizza and tea. Oh.
Pizza, tea in a library.
This air freshener. Good air.
Emma, thanks so much for coming in and having a chat.